White Claw Hard Seltzer. Crafted using seltzer water, 5% alcohol, and a hint of fruit. Only 100 calories and 2 grams of carbs. Please drink responsibly. Hard seltzer with flavors. White Claw Seltzer Works, 2020 Chicago. Visit whiteclaw.com for full nutritional information.
Austin 360 Radio. Whitney is so excited. She cannot contain herself.
I just think it's funny to say. Happy National Grab Some Nuts Day.
Grab yourself some nuts.
We got almonds. We got cashews. We got pecans, pecans. We got walnuts. What are some other nuts?
You're just like dangling it out there.
Sunflower seeds? Oh, those
You're really just trying to get a bunch of sexual innuendo going.
I love it. I love the sexual innuendos. I try not to, but it's so hard.
You are so excited about
this. You missed my sexual innuendo. Goodness. In honor of Grab Some Nuts Day, I won't come near you, JB, not to worry. But please. I do have some quick stats about nuts.
All right.
If you'd like to know
about them.
All right. We'll start with this one. Grabbing a handful of nuts is good for you. Because nuts are super nutritious. They give you a lot of protein.
Although you should pour, not grab. If they're communal.
Pull?
Like pour.
Oh.
Not grab. When people reach and grab.
Who really wants communal nuts?
Ugh.
Not me. A study at Harvard found that the more nuts you eat, the longer you live. And almonds have the most fiber. And macadamia nuts have a lot of healthy fats.
Remember how some restaurants used to have just like
peanuts
and you just threw the shells on the floor?
Yeah, those were bars.
But that was not that a good idea. That was not a good idea.
No, plus, think of
thing.
That peanut allergies now. Like, you can't even, those people can't even walk by that place.
Yeah, true.
Crazy. All right, another nut fact on Grab Some Nuts Day. The largest nuts in the world
belong to...
way over 50 pounds. They're called Coco de Mer nuts, and they're only found on a few islands in the Indian Ocean. 50 pounds. That's more than a handful.
Yes, it is.
There's a world record for crushing nuts by sitting on them. Oh, I just saw this on America's Got Talent. Somebody did a whole thing while crushing nuts with his butt. But you sit on them, like, really fast. Anyway, a guy in Japan crushed 122 nuts in under a minute.
God, his parents must be so proud.
You think that it's no big deal, but a nut is hard. And then you have to, and your butt typically, I mean, is not. It's you got to hit it just right to smash that nut. Okay. I've got two more nut facts.
All right.
Women eat more nuts than men. I mean... That doesn't
surprise me, like to curb their hangries.
Yeah, it says Well, they're also including the nut butter and stuff like that, too, which I don't think that's fair.
It seems like my wife always has some kind of nut snack in her purse or in the car.
Yes, it's easy. It's an easy little packet, a snack packet. But this is weird. It also says women over 60 crave nuts the most. Okay, I've got one more stat about nuts to share with you on National Grab Some Nuts Day. America has more nuts than anyone else. They probably are from Florida.
Really?
40% of the world's nuts are grown in the U.S., and we lead all other countries in nut production.
Really?
Guess which one we produce the most?
The most?
The most.
Peanuts.
Which nut? Nope.
No, it's not. Almonds.
Walmonds?
Almonds? I said almonds.
Yes, almonds. It's almonds. Anyway, there you go. Feel free to share those nut facts with other people today.
Man,
and
you
grab
made
yourself
my day.
Some. Just
made
grab
my
yourself
day.
Some.
Such good information here at Austin 360 Radio. All right, if you haven't seen it, a pretty wild flight from New Orleans to Austin the other day.
It's crazy.
And the fight broke out. Like, not just...
It wasn't just like a slap across the face and then it was over.
Usually it's kind of like a lot of smack talking and some, you know, chest pumping and maybe a little pushing.
No.
There were a couple dudes throwing like...
Major punches.
Full-on punches. Like,
and then they broke it up.
Lord.
And then the guy came back at it. Like, he was enraged.
Yeah.
And it was all over a reclining seat.
Oh.
which I didn't ever really think about this. I always was like, well, my seat can recline. I'm going to recline it. But some people are offended by the reclining. Like, they don't think
be.
You should recline.
You
and
should
I'm like,
be, right,
I decline that, sir. I will recline.
Yeah, you should be able to recline.
Yeah, I think that's silly.
Now,
anyway.
You should be courteous and do it slowly.
Yes, and if there's a tall person behind you, just kind of be aware. But, yeah, but this guy, I still don't know all the details. And I don't even know. I would assume that somebody or both were arrested.
They should be arrested for fighting on a plane.
I know.
What an inconvenience to so many other people.
Well, I know we have. Are we going to play a clip of it, or it's not really
it's
good
just,
for radio?
It doesn't. Yeah, it doesn't.
You just hear
really
people screaming, stop.
Stop, yeah. Everyone's trying to jump in and stop it. And ugh.
Yeah, crazy. An American Eagle flight, which is a small plane, so it's like really compact. Everybody was involved.
Jeez.
Crazy.
People, and control yourselves.
I know. I'm really afraid they're going to get rid of alcohol on these flights.
I know. New Orleans to Austin, there's a good chance there was a lot of alcohol
drinking.
Involved.
Uh-huh.
Yeah,
ahead of time. Agreed.
It's like flights in and out of Vegas, same thing.
Right. Or to Mexico.
Yeah. People just going nuts.
I really hope people get themselves under control, or you're going to ruin it for all of us. I like to have a drink on my flight if it's vacation.
I know. Even with COVID, they've been cutting back on that, right?
Yeah,
couple times.
Yeah, they haven't served alcohol. They're probably back to serving it now, but for a while they weren't. Hmm. And just giving you a little bottle of water. That was in the height of COVID, though.
Yeah. Well, I mean, if you want to search it, Google it, New Orleans to Austin fight.
Yeah, I think Caveview
it's
has
all
it
over.
Up
it's just
too.
Like, God, what is it's wrong like, with people?
People are nuts.
Austin 360 Radio. Austin is on the rise again with COVID. Just when we thought this was all behind us.
I know.
Or wanted to believe it was behind us. Now we could be looking at, or are we going back to what they call stage five?
We're right there. We're on the cusp. Apparently, it'll change to stage five if you have a daily average of 50 or above for three consecutive days.
A day, 50 or above,
new,
going into the hospital.
Yeah, 50 new hospital.
That's the determinant.
Yeah, it's very scary.
I wonder what these people are thinking now after a year and a half.
The medical people?
No, the patients. A year and a half and knowing what's going on, knowing you can get a vaccination, and now you're so sick, you're in the hospital.
Well, listen, we talk a lot, or not a lot, but we've had Dr. Angelique Campen on here several times. She's a good friend of mine. She's an ER doctor in Los Angeles at two different hospitals. And she posted, like, last week, a video of herself at the hospital, and she was like, first of all, I'm so tired and I'm so frustrated because I am dealing with people who are coming in very sick and they are unvaccinated. And then they want the vaccine. Like, what can you do for me? What can you do for me? And the answer is not a lot at that point.
We've been saying for
what
6 months.
What we can do is vaccine. And she did say, she goes, look, for those of you who are concerned about what's in the vaccination, right? Then she goes into a whole thing about
and
how
she was one of the first people we knew to get the vaccine, by the way.
Yes. And by the way, in the beginning, and then by the way, she didn't think she was going to get the vaccine. When the talk first started, she was saying, I'm not going to get it. Why do that when I know what works until we have a good idea of what this vaccine is? Mm-hmm. But she now says, you know, we know what it is. The greatest people all around the world were working on this together. So it is safe. You do need, you know, don't not get the vaccine because you're thinking you don't know what's in it. Because if you get into the hospital, the treatments that are available to you, like that I don't know, there's something that people can get a treatment, and I don't really know much about it, but she was like, that hasn't been researched very much. We don't know a lot about that.
Oh, yeah. Is that the treatment that Trump was talking about?
I don't know. It's like, it's something that once you get it, if you go in, you can get some sort of, it starts with an M, I don't know. I'm such a journalist.
some sort of M.
Anyway, her whole point was, you know, unless there is some medical reason why you cannot get the vaccine, please get it. Because you're only because if you do in fact get COVID and are hospitalized, you're going to be wishing that you had vaccine. Yeah, and those are the people that are being hospitalized. And she's talking about her own stuff. She's like, I am talking about what I'm seeing on the front lines. The people that are coming in that are very sick, that are getting hospitalized, are people that are unvaccinated.
Well, let me do this. Let me ask you a question to the least qualified person in the entire Austin America Statesman building.
I just told you I was a journalist, and I don't know much, but hit me. What?
Do you know what stage five means for us who are vaccinated and how we should act?
Well, yeah. Here's the irony. I don't know what it actually is, but because I'm a journalist here at the Statesman, because the governor has said
statewide,
you cannot mandate masks and you cannot mandate vaccines. It's time for the public to make their own choices and act accordingly, right? Which there's something to be said for that.
Yeah.
There's not a lot that changes with stage five. You know, they can't, it says that they cannot really force anyone to get vaccinated or wear masks. Mm-hmm. Businesses are already at stage four allowed to choose mask or no mask. But the recommendation, because there's nothing else that can be done really, it's only a recommendation that unvaccinated or partially vaccinated people stop traveling. Hmm. No travel whatsoever, not even if it was essential. Right now in stage four, they say unvaccinated travel should be essential only.
Hmm.
In stage five, they say don't do it. But again, it's only a recommendation. They cannot legally limit anything. They can't limit capacity at public facilities. They can't limit capacities at outdoor stuff, public pools, sports fields, nothing. Because of what the governor has put in place.
This will be another pissing match between Abbott and Adler.
But really, it's not, because Abbott is the governor.
Right.
And so he has had this, he's got a statewide mandate now. There's not a lot that can be done.
Hmm.
So if you're concerned, wear a mask. Distance yourself. Use your hand sanitizer.
Wow.
And if you're not, enjoy.
I am backing off on the hand sanitizer. I still use it on occasion, but not like I was.
It's funny. I was thinking that today, too. I went to the grocery store, and with all this Delta variant talk and stage five, I was thinking I used to have it in my purse, in my car, everywhere.
Yeah, you were using it
all the time. And now I have it nowhere. So if I'm not going to wear a mask, because from what I understand, you're vaccinated, you can still get it.
Right.
You just don't have any symptoms, or they're very mild symptoms, and it's harder to
pass it on.
Yeah, so there you have it.
All right,
that's the news.
We'll keep you good lord we'll keep you updated, but yeah, it does look like we're moving back to stage five, whatever that means to you. Let's just leave it at that.
Exactly,
right?
Now it's personal choice.
Here is some good news we've gathered from around the world.
Yay.
We could use that, right? This Friday is National Root Beer Float Day. Did
Yum.
You know that?
I did not know that.
A&W restaurants will be giving them away for free.
What?
But they are raising money for a charity for disabled American veterans, so they ask you to consider donating. When's the last time you had a root beer float?
You know what? It's been a really long time.
I can picture.
They're so yummy.
We do have an A&W off Ben White. I think.
It's fast food.
Yeah.
It's like a fast food restaurant.
Kind of Sonic-like.
I remember seeing it.
Yeah.
Well, free root beer float.
There you
what
go.
Day?
Friday.
Mm.
A group called Regal Prosperity is running something called the Good Deed Challenge, and they're paying people for being nice. They're giving away $1 million in prizes, and a guy in Toronto already got $40,000.
What?
For helping a homeless guy find a job. That's an interesting twist on it.
Right, but then I wonder, so you do something nice and then you get $40,000? I bet he has to give that to the homeless guy.
I know it. That's why I said that's an unusual twist. They're like finding people doing good deeds and rewarding them.
I thought like $100. $40,000. That's crazy.
Yeah, here's the guy talking about that, the CEO of Regal Prosperity that's doing this.
this summer on my birthday, we're launching what I call the Regal Good Deed Challenge, where we will be paying out cash, checks, big money to people who go above and beyond to just be a good Samaritan and to document it. It's not just about paying you and it to be a good person, because that you shouldn't be doing it for money, but just to create that sort of that habit, or just to associate somebody's mind with being good and being rewarded.
Aww.
Huh. Interesting. One last story for you. A mudslide in Colorado blocked the highway off of I-70, which is one way in and out for a lot of people. Mm. Big old mudslide. And a guy who was there decided to start clearing the debris himself. We don't know this guy's name. He saw a front end loader nearby that belonged to Department of Transportation.
Oh my gosh.
He knew how to operate it.
And hotwired it?
Found the keys inside and just hopped in and started clearing the road. That is awesome.
You know what? I love that. And I hope he didn't get a ticket or anything.
No.
Because technically that's not.
A cop did want to arrest the guy for it, but the crew said he was actually a huge help.
So well, where was the crew? I mean, he just got there before everybody else?
I guess.
What the heck?
Yeah.
But
how
that is
awesome
great.
Is that?
That is great.
Like, screw it. I'll do it.
Yeah. I'm not going to wait around.
And he wasn't arrested because the Department of Transportation people were like, this is actually very helpful. We're
okay,
fine.
Good.
Instead of taking issue with it. So there you go. There's your good news. Here is a quick Olympic update as of this morning. Things may have changed while we all have been at work or doing whatever today. But as of this morning, Japan has 34 medals. Great Britain has 39. Russia has 50. China with 66 medals, including 31 gold.
Wow.
And the USA tied, basically, with 66 medals, but only 22 gold. 27 silver.
All right, but still, we're doing pretty good.
Yeah, it depends on what's left. I wish I had a list of me of what was left.
Oh, right.
That you know that we're just going to kick butt in.
Right. Well, that's good. I'm glad.
Yeah.
They worked so hard to get there.
And had to wait a whole year. Like if they were
right, it got postponed. That's right.
They were lucky enough to get into last. Then you have to, like a lot of sports, it's hard to maintain that fitness level.
Right.
Pushed them all back a year. They've endured a lot. So,
well, yeah. USA, go America.
But still, it's like growing up, China was not this dominant, right? It was always.
Russia.
It was always
like.
Russia.
Yeah.
It was always Russia for us. But it's like, wow, they're good athletes.
But it also depends on what I don't know the accumulation as far as like total medals or whatever. But because I was always watching gymnastics, I felt like the Russians were always like right up there with us. But as far as running and stuff like that, it wasn't the Russians.
No.
It was the.
As of late, running, well, it depends on if it's sprinting or distance. If it's sprinting, it's the Jamaicans have been dominant for a long time.
Yeah, all right.
So, anyway, that's
the latest.
It's almost
over.
You
got to get your Olympics in before it's over.
I got to watch some track cycling today, which was kind of cool. USA got a bronze in that. It was called Pursuit, Team Pursuit.
I did hear, I didn't see it, but I did hear that Simone Biles got a bronze.
Oh, okay.
In her.
Which is, means nothing to her.
Right.
Ugh,
but
bronze.
In a way, considering that she had to leave the competition
right.
for mental health issues, and then she came back and won the bronze, is pretty impressive.
I know, and I shouldn't say that means nothing, but she's so.
Right. She's
she's there to win.
Right.
Like, she's there to win.
Right.
So, anyhow.
As opposed to all the other Olympians who aren't there to win.
There are some that are just happy to, trust me, they're just happy to be there and don't expect to medal.
Right.
They're just happy to be there.
That's true.
Somebody like Simone Biles expects to win. Whole different level.
Yeah. Well, that's probably the source of a lot of her mental anguish.
Right? All that pressure?
Mm-hmm. That's why I don't really pressure myself to win.
No medals. No medals at your house.
I'm good.
Huh?
I'm just happy to be here.
You gonna paint rocks for the neighbors again? Big goals over there. It's really funny. Some of the establishments in Austin that Austinites really get behind when they're threatened.
Yes.
You never know what it's going to be. You know, it's usually not the huge things. Like when the Statesman building goes away, there's going to be
eight buildings here, right?
But this is a follow-up to the fear that we might lose the skate shop, Comply. And then there's other things historically we get super upset about, like Saxon Pub almost went away. People were upset about Threadgills.
Mean Eyed Cat got saved, right?
Mean Eyed Cat got saved because,
Broken Spoke. It's really not, and this is where I think...
Las Manitas was a big story.
This is where I think the Preservation Council has a hard time because it's not necessarily about the historical building itself. It's about the sentiment and the emotion that the community feels towards it, and it's been in their lives for a long time, or it's a sentimental memory or whatever, right?
Yeah, I mean, I took Raleigh to No Comply for the first time. She was like five. So that was like 14 years ago.
Yeah, it's been around about 14 years.
Okay.
So you were there when it first came up. But it's a great local business here in town. But what makes it so significant is that it is directly behind or beside whatever House Park Skate Park, so it has helped create this community with the kids that are skating there that is invaluable. So I don't remember now, a week ago I guess I was happening going through Instagram or whatever, and I saw someone posting that there was a plea for help from No Comply because they were going to be demolished. And apparently ACC had put in a permit to demolish the building and put up a parking garage.
ACC
put
owns
up
the
a
building.
Parking lot. Isn't that a song? Anyway, yeah, ACC owns the property, the building, whatever. But before they can demolish it, they have to put in a permit, and then the community has an opportunity to put in their opinion, right? I get it all the time in Tarrytown.
It reminds me of the houses. It actually, this is on a much smaller scale, but it's not all that dissimilar to the Muni course getting torn down.
Right.
Which the University of Texas owns and arguably can do whatever they want with it. But then there was a massive community outcry over losing that golf course in Tarrytown.
Right. So, and I love that the voices are heard. And in this case, thankfully, the voices were heard again. No Comply. They're not saying it's not going to be demolished, but they have put it on hold while they do more research. And in the meantime, they are really encouraging the ACC group to talk with No Comply to see how they can work together. Because, first of all, No Comply had no idea that this was happening until 2 days before. So they get the notification. Someone from the Preservation Council or whatever called them up. That's the only way they knew.
Oh, wow.
And that was on Saturday, which is when last Saturday, when all the people started, you know, getting on social media asking for help. They got over 70 speakers signed up for the council meeting that night, on Monday night, and over 4,000 emails sent about it. So it really kind of let the council know right up front, hey, this is something that the community is really worked up over.
Well, ACC should especially pay attention because that's your audience.
Well, that's exactly...
Skaters.
Yeah, well, right. Very good point. Yes, and that's something that Ms. Meyer, she was running the meeting, was trying to convey to ACC.
Oh, Ms. Myers.
Ms. Myers. Huh. I mean... But, you know, it, like I said before, it's very hard for them because it's really supposed to be about preserving a historical building. Right. And that's probably not really what's happening here. But because there was such an outcry and so many people came forward, it's one thing to be kind of upset about it. But then to take action, 4,000 emails in less than 20. They had to have all those emails in by midnight Saturday night. And they didn't find out till Saturday. So that's pretty impressive. That many people had that kind of emotion, you know, to sit down and write.
So what I'm hearing is it is maybe at least paused.
It's definitely paused so that that everybody can sit back and kind of do a little bit more research. But I also think it's paused to hopefully facilitate a conversation between ACC. And they did give a statement that I'll try to find real quick. But basically they're saying, you know, we recognize that this community has quite a voice and we want to work together. We don't want to, you know, not consider what this community is actually wanting, because that's ACC is community. Austin Community
is
College.
It now?
Don't know if you know that. But again, I'm a journalist and I'm going to give you the news, the facts. I don't know how long they have, but it does take the pressure off, at least for now. And No Comply will probably be looking for another place, but hopefully ACC, why not have the building, why not have No Comply in the bottom of the garage and then build the garage?
I know, it's tough. I'm sure it was in their contract when No Comply did the lease that,
of course, it could that be whatever developed. Happens. Yeah. Right. But I think what blew them away is that they had no real notice.
Right.
So,
you need to prepare for that.
Right. You need to
especially
find
especially with our current real estate situation.
Exactly. Exactly. So, my fingers are crossed that they work together and ACC does something. I mean, come on. You can be charitable and help a little skateboarding. Help a little skateboarder, you know, reach his dreams. Because that's what that little business does.
What are their dreams? To get high?
You know what? No. To push themselves. To find that they have no limits. Defy gravity.
Oh, my gosh. There's a list of real-life marital advice going around that's kind of picking up steam, going viral, if you want to call it that, on BuzzFeed. This is like real-life marriage advice, not just fantasy fairy tale.
I wonder. Okay, all right. This will be good. I'll be curious.
I'll start with the one that's really getting people stirred up, and that is to plan for divorce before you tie the knot.
That is a hard one. That's kind of like a prenup.
That's exactly it. They're saying prenup should be a standard thing that everyone gets.
I know, it's so sad. I'm torn because the romance kind of dies a little bit if you go into it with that little seed of maybe it won't work out.
I know, it's so I guess it's so different when, you know, it depends on if you get married later and you have a lot of assets, right? So
correct. I agree with that.
Right? So when my wife and I met, we didn't have squat.
Right.
So it didn't matter. We didn't even think about it. But like now, for those who don't know, Whitney's husband passed away, was it almost 3 years ago now?
Almost four in
four
October.
Years ago.
Yeah.
You have a lot to protect.
Yes.
If you were to try to get into a new relationship, try. But you and your husband got together very young,
19,
right?
yeah.
And then you built
it up together
to where it's you can live comfortably, you know, and all that stuff. But you would definitely need to protect that if you go into a new marriage. Absolutely,
right. And
I would kill you if you didn't.
Right. Well, here's the truth. Second marriages are different. Yeah, I agree with you. But your first marriage?
It depends.
What if your first marriage, you're
doing it at 45 and you've accumulated millions?
Well, that's true. I'm torn. I'm such a romantic, but I will put that aside. And you're right. I will definitely have a prenup.
Yeah, you have to
protect
your kids too.
Right, to protect what is really rightfully for my kids.
There's some snakes out there.
Yeah, really?
There's some dangerous people, especially dudes.
I would be able to know, but who knows? But for people to say that's just a flat out advice for everyone, I think that's sad.
Yeah.
Don't get married if you don't trust them. If there's even a little bit of concern, and really same thing with the second marriage. I don't have to get married again. I can live in
probably
sin.
Won't.
I don't have a, you know.
It's not going to happen.
I don't know. I'm a romantic. I hate to think that you're starting your life together with a little bit of doubt.
This is interesting. Married couples should have separate bank accounts. And they even throw out separate homes. I wouldn't go that far. That's a bit extreme.
I do have a lot of friends who have separate bank accounts.
We do. My wife and I do. But we still are just constantly moving back and forth.
But why?
I don't know. Her credit cards are in her name. We have separate bank accounts. But I have access to everything and pay everything.
Listen, I think that it's smart to have separate credit cards. Because just because I'm married doesn't mean that I can't establish my own credit, right?
Right.
I don't, and in all honesty,
my credit score is a lot higher than hers, by the way.
Is it?
Yep. Yep.
Well, all I know is that I have some credit cards now that I never changed because my husband is considered the primary account holder, and I'll have to shut it down, my bank account. I'd have to shut down and start completely over, and I just don't want to do it, so they don't know he's dead.
Oh, God.
You know, unless they're listening.
Weird. That's such a weird thing with credit, too. Like, shutting down a credit card hurts your credit score.
Yeah, isn't that stupid?
I know. It's about what you can borrow against.
It's so annoying. So, yeah, so I think that's great that each of you have your own credit card in your own name. You're each the primary card holder.
Yeah.
But bank accounts, who cares?
We're just moving the money around. It's
stupid.
Sort of irrelevant anyway.
It's stupid. No, it's stupid.
Families shouldn't be too involved in a marriage. Boy, I couldn't agree with that more.
Well, what does that mean?
It means your family shouldn't be meddling in your marriage.
Well, okay, I agree with that. But you can't say the family can't be involved in the marriage. I mean...
What does anyone, my parents or sisters, have anything to do with my marriage? Get the hell away.
I guess I'm confused on what that means. Yeah. Do I need them calling me every night and going, so how's your marriage? No. But I would, you know, if I get into an argument, I like to go to my mom, tell her about it.
That's true.
All right. No, I guess you're right. That's a bad idea.
Other real life marriage advice, and I used to take a lot of heat for saying this on the radio. Soulmates are not a thing.
Okay.
There is no one person you're meant to be with.
I
don't put that pressure on yourself.
I agree and disagree. When I was growing up, I thought God made one person for me, and that was it. And then I married that one person, and I realized there are some things I could have gone differently.
Couldn't have tweaked.
No, but then I did realize it really depends on what. I mean, you have many ways your life could go. But I will also say that I think that there are soulmates, but it could be your friend. It doesn't have to be the person you're married to. Soulmate doesn't mean sex.
Yeah, it does.
No, it doesn't.
Yes,
all right. And what's the last piece of
the last
advice?
One, I probably shouldn't have ended with this. It's kind of weak, but no one should propose out of the blue.
Well, that's true.
It should be that rarely happens. Out of the blue. Like, you usually know it's coming, right?
Well, no. I think a lot of people will meet and get married, like, within 6 weeks. Like, wow. Don't do that. I'm reading Kevin Hart's autobiography right now, which is hilarious. It's called You Can't Make This Up, or I Can't Make This Up.
And she's been saying that for 3 years. You're still reading that book, huh? The old Kevin Hart.
But one of his chapters, he's like, I've learned a lot, and you're going to learn a lot in this book, too. One of which is, if you fight with your girlfriend all the time, don't marry her and have a baby with her. And I was like, that's great advice.
Simple advice,
yes.
Right?
If you're not getting along you're dating.
Not to go off on another tangent, but like, how often does that happen?
Oh,
where
yeah.
Couples are struggling and decide that having a baby is going to fix it.
Right.
All.
Or you know what? I know why you're unhappy. It's because we're not married, so let's get married. No.
Right.
Don't do it.
No.
I agree. Yeah. Anyway, some of this was pretty good, I guess.
Yeah, a little bit helpful. That's on BuzzFeed if you want to check it out. They, good or bad marriage advice.